I'm Paul Wiegraf, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today are three guests, having driven up from Milford, Delaware, representing the Mispillion Art League. The President of the Board, Mary Galligan, the Vice President and Chair of the Education Committee, Judy Strzok, and Festival Chair for the upcoming Big Draw, Rosemary Conley. Welcome all three. We have a really interesting agenda today to hear about the background of the Mispillion Art League, how it got started, sort of an overview of the organization. Mary's going to talk about that. Then we're going to turn it over to Judy to talk about the outreach programs. Mispillion Art League is incredibly active in outreach, particularly in programs for youth and their connection to the schools in Sussex County. And then hear about a new event coming up, the Big Draw. Mary, let's turn to you. A little bit about the Mispillion Art League for our listeners.
Thank you, Paul. Well, first we want to welcome all the listeners to drop into the Mispillion Art League located on Walnut Street in Milford. We're open Tuesdays through Saturdays. Folks who are new to Milford and want to get to know friendly, welcoming people, the Mispillion Art League should be one of the first places to go to. We frequently hear folks new to Milford or new to the league say that they were impressed with how welcoming everybody was the first time they came in. So stop by, enjoy a warm welcome, see a current exhibit and the gift shop, and perhaps take a tour of the pottery studio and the education annex. Well, now a little bit about what we have and what we do. The Mispillion Art League's mission is to provide community-wide access to a quality visual arts program. To bring these words to life, let me tell the listeners a little bit about the league and what we have to offer for everybody, children and adults, artists and people who do not think of themselves as artists but just want to feel the fun of creating something. The League is now 15 years old. It was founded by a group of people interested in visual arts who had a desire to share quality art programs in the Milford area. Now, in the 15 years since, the Art League has grown to an average of 300 members. That's artists and art supporters, individuals and families. And we have 10 exhibits a year for members to show and sell their original artwork and for the community to enjoy. Members also have their work in the gift shop. And by managing the members' art sales, the league helps artists generate personal income, encourages production of art, gives everybody a local place to purchase art that speaks to them, and it's made by someone they met and got to know. Now, our 300 members have many opportunities to get to know others who also enjoy either making art or just being around it and enjoying the vibe. Opportunities to get involved include volunteering as gallery host, chair and serve on any of the committees, act as advisors, event planners, and if they're qualified, they can also teach the classes. Speaking of classes, about 2 years ago, we doubled our space and now have an education annex where we have a pottery studio with pottery wheels, a fine slab roller, lots of room for people to work on their own during open studio time. Now, of course, we provide classes, but people with some experience can also drop in and just have great fun with clay. Well, naturally, we couldn't have an art league and all that it offers without the support of wonderful donors. Delaware Division of the Arts, or DDOA, as it is known in the arts community, is a critical supporter for our operations. The Rotary Club of Milford supports us. The Eunice Reed Fund of Milford Lions Clubs and the Kent County Fund for the Arts allow us to provide our important outreach programs, which Judy Strzok's going to talk about in a minute. Bay Health is sponsoring the fantastic October Big Draw Festival, which Rosemary Conley is going to share with the listeners. And a lot of the pottery equipment was made possible by a grant from the Welfare Foundation. And right now, we're giving local businesses the opportunity to sponsor our 5K Run for the Arts, happening Saturday, November 16th. So we greatly appreciate all of our supporting organizations and individuals. Now, I'd like to turn this over to Judy Strzok, the league's vice president and chair of the education committee, to describe the many exciting ways we provide community-wide, and there's an emphasis on community-wide in our mission, access to the quality visual art programs. Judy?
Thank you. I'd like to tell you a little bit also of the history of the education programs and the outreach that are offered at the Missoula Art League. When the league was formed in 2004, we were an organization that didn't have a home. We rented space where it might be available in the Milford Library or in a local church where we could offer a few classes during the year. And in 2009, we had an opportunity to rent a small gallery space on Northwest Front Street in Milford. So we expanded our class offerings when we began to hold classes for children. We had a very small space, so we couldn't accommodate more than eight or nine at a time, but it got us started. And then in 2009, we moved into our current location at 5 North Walnut Street. And that's really in the heart of downtown Milford. We're so fortunate. We're just in the middle of it all. And this move gave us a large gallery room and a larger education space where we could teach classes and accommodate maybe 12 to 15 in a single class. And at that time, we began producing a class catalog that showed offerings for several months. And our website was up and running so that people could contact us through www.milfordarts.org and sign up for classes or walk in the front door and register and have an idea of what was coming in the months ahead. Well, as Mary mentioned, in 2017, we were able to double our square footage. We rented a second space in our building. So now we have a separate education annex and pottery studio where we can hold much larger gatherings. And we do. We have a lot of outside groups who come in and rent the space for a couple of hours to do an art activity. And we can usually accommodate up to about 25 people. We've stretched it to 30, but gets a little tight. But I'd like to tell you a little bit about our classes. In our current catalog for July through December 2019, we have over 50 classes that are being offered to children age 5 through adults. And some of the art genre that we teach, we do painting in oils, we have classes in watercolors, acrylics, and pastels. We also do drawing classes. Some may use charcoal or graphite, pen and ink, even colored pencils. We try and keep abreast of some newly popular approaches to creating art. We've had classes in acrylic pours and alcohol inks and in caustics. And folks come in, they try them, and they get really excited about something new. But we also have classes in other mediums, such as stained glass. We have a wonderful mosaics teacher. And we have someone who enjoys fabric sculpture. Other workshops in basketry, collage, and photography are also building a nice following. We have classes in creating jewelry that have been proven popular. And our classes in pottery, they can be individual classes. So if you're a little shy and you've never tried your hand in that luscious mud, as Mary likes to call it, you can take an individual class, or you can join a small group to do either hand building or learn how to do wheel throwing. We have a kids art club, and that is taught by Mr. Mike. And the kids all love Mr. Mike and Miss Krista, and they'll work in a series of 8 weeks of lessons, and the kids will come in once a week for an hour. And then when that period is done, we take a break for a week or two, and then we run it again. So we run a good 4 art clubs at 8-week sessions over the course of the year. And we do 2 age levels. We do children 5 through 8 in one group, or 5 through 9, it may be, and then 9 or 10 through 13 in the second group. We also have some classes for children that they just love, cartoons and creativity. We have Board of the Rings. It's a class on creating with cardboard. We also do creating critters in clay, and they all seem to be popular with kids. Over the years, we've had paper mache and we've had photography for children. So we keep trying to come back and offer what we may not have had recently. And for you folks out there who want to enjoy art with your friends, we hold something we call artsy parties. And you can schedule an artsy party for a birthday celebration. We've done wedding showers. We've done retirement parties. Whatever you wish, even if it's just a group in your neighborhood who wants to have an evening of fun and art. Basically, you bring the food, and we supply the instructor and all the materials that are needed, and fun is had by all. So in our classes, we encourage children from the Milford area as well as adults to come in. We actually send out, we distribute flyers to all of the Milford and some of the Lake Forest District schools 3 times a year so that every child has that information to take home. We also offer scholarship assistance. And one of our grants from the Eunice Reed Fund of the Milford Lions Club enables us to use those monies to support families who just can't afford the full freight of an art class. We also, in 2015, stretched our program because ever cognizant of following that mission to provide community-wide access to quality visual art programs, we began to work with several area nonprofit groups. And we hold free once-monthly classes for groups such as the Salvation Army Creative Hearts, who are adults with disabilities. We have folks in from the Home of the Brave, both the men and women's shelters. Adults from KSI, Kent Sussex Industries, come for a class each month and absolutely love it. We have, on occasion, groups from People's Place, and from the Stevenson House, we've gone there for classes. And most recently, this past year, we've held a once-monthly class at the Sussex Community Corrections Center in Georgetown, working with women in a program called Crest South. We like to let them know how fun and relaxing art can be, and it's not an expensive hobby to get into. Not unless you're like me and want to take every class that we offer. But we also organize quarterly senior art workshops. Those are afternoons, which we offer 2 or 3 workshops that go a little over an hour, and they're at very low cost. Generally, we get 25 seniors signed up, and even with a waiting list. Our next senior art workshop day is coming up on Senior Citizens Day, Wednesday, August 21st. And we'll be offering a watercolor class with Rosemary Connolly and also a fabric sculpture class with Crystal Light. It's not too late if you'd like to get in touch and sign up for that. We have those outreach programs through the generosity of the Eunice Reed Fund and also the Kent County Fund for the Arts and some generous members who have made donations specifically or outreach classes. Most everyone involved with the success of our programs at Miss Billion Art League are volunteers, but our art instructors are contractually paid professional artists and, in some cases, retired art teachers, and they bring their love of the craft to anyone who wants to learn, beginners to more advanced. And we try not to rest on our laurels. We're always looking for new ways to expand the joy of creating and making art to more people. And Rosemary Connolly is here to tell you about our newest endeavor coming up this fall.
Rosemary, before you go on, I just want to remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guests in the studio today are representing the Miss Pillion Art League in Milford, the president of the board, Mary Galligan, the vice president and chair of the Education Committee, Judy Strzok, and Rosemary Connolly, the festival chair for the upcoming Big Draw. For our listeners, I just want to clarify where people can find out information. Judy, I believe you mentioned the website.
Miss Pillion
It's MissPillionArts.org.
MissPillionArts.org.
where you can learn all about the organization and the classes and activities, including information about the big draw. So let's turn to that, Rosemary.
Thanks, Paul. I'm really excited to talk to you today about the big draw. Just a little bit of background. I was traveling in Barcelona when I saw a poster for something that was coming after I was already going to be home, but it was called The Big Draw, and it got my attention, and I came home and did some research and discovered that this festival called The Big Draw started in the UK about the year 2000, and it has since spread to 25 or more countries around the world. And in the month of October, there are art events happening all over the world, reaching about 400,000 people. So I brought this idea to the Miss Billion Art League and said, why don't we do one? And so after lots of work and effort, we have put together what we are calling the 2019 Big Draw Festival Delaware. We are actually part of the Big Draw International organization, so we're part of that. And we are offering in the month of October classes and workshops, more than 50 in the month. In Miss Billion Art League alone, we've got workshops and classes every day of the month. We have also brought in other arts organizations around the state so that it is a statewide event with organizations like the Developing Artist Collaboration, the Downtown Dover Partnership, Gallery 107, Nanticoke River Arts Council, the Newark Arts Alliance, Milton Arts Guild, Rehoboth Art League, Yorkland Center for the Arts, and Jerry's Artorama, the local mm-hmm. store in Newark, is participating. They are each having their own events that they will plan and coordinate on their own, but we have taken all of their information and we're including it in our catalog that is printed and on the website and Facebook, including Delaware Scene. Yes, including Delaware Scene, all the calendars that we can get our hands mm-hmm. on, we're posting it. So there are classes and workshops during the week, and then in Milford, we're really excited. We are actually really proud to say that Bay Health is our sponsor for the Big Draw Delaware, and we have family and kid events every Saturday in the month of October. Mm. So some of the things that we're doing, the first event is the last day of the farmers market in Milford, and we are inviting dignitaries from around the state, our city council and the governor, and you know, hopefully people will come and bring their families and have a fun day. We're going to be painting pumpkins. We're going to have community painting project and handprints and just fun things. The second Saturday, we are closing Park Avenue, which is the street right alongside the Miss Billion Art League, off of Walnut Street, kind of right in the center mm-hmm. of downtown. And we are going to be bringing in sand and have sandcastle building. We're going to be painting with our feet in the street. We are going to be doing coffee paintings at Dolce Coffee. We're having a chalk walk. So kids can come out and grown-ups too, and you know, make some chalk paintings on the sidewalks. The next Saturday we're going to be having an art trail along the Riverwalk, so that there will be prompts that people can follow, things to draw, and it will lead them all along the Riverwalk to the Vineyard Shipyard, which is just a wonderful place in our town that is one of the few shipyards in mm-hmm. Delaware. There were many in its heyday, but this one is still there and has restored some of the original wooden yachts that were built mm. there in the 20s. And so it's a beautiful location. It's a great place to sketch. So we're tying in with Urban Sketchers, who will come out that day, Urban Sketchers Delaware, actually, to sketch there. And so many things. So that's that third Saturday. On the last Saturday, we're going to have imagination stations for kids at the Art League. We figure it's probably going to be getting a little cooler by the last week in October. So we'll be indoors just making all kinds of fun things. We're going to trace bodies on big sheets of paper, and we're going to paint on CDs and make origami birds. And it's just a slew of fun things for kids. The other thing that we're doing that I'm really excited about, that we are really excited about, is we're also bringing in other members of the community. We're having a light painting class at the music school of Delaware. Mm-hmm. We're going to sketch actors in their costumes at the theater, the Riverwalk Theater. Mm-hmm. The Red Bandana, which is a kind of collectibles superhero kind of stuff, is offering a class on making props for superhero props. We've got some, oh my goodness, we've got so many things. We are through the month of October, and we hope, continuing after, going to have an art cart at Bay Health Hospital so that it will be stocked with all kinds of art materials, and our volunteers will go around and visit patients and bring them the opportunity to make art. The Gallery 37 is going to have a drawing exhibit as part of it. We're going to have an imagination station for grown-ups at Arena's Deli, and painting growlers at Miss Billion River Brewery. Mm. So really trying to involve more than just our building and bringing it out into the community. And we're really excited about that aspect of having so many community members involved in it. And we've had just a great reception from people that we've talked to about it. The DMI downtown Milford has donated banners for us to have down Walnut Street. The city of Milford is picking up and delivering the sand for us, and Penzies is donating the sand. Just lots and lots of fun things. Some of the fun classes that we're having are we're going to create traditional Mexican decorative art. We're going to paint shoes. Just so many fun things for kids and grown-ups, for artists and non-artists alike. So the whole idea really of the Big Draw is to come out, have fun, make art, and just enjoy yourself. That's the total purpose of it.
And with that, I think we've come to the end of our time. I invite our listeners to check out MissPillionArts.org to learn more about the just incredible array of activities and opportunities offered through the Miss Pillion Art League. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mary Galligan, Judy Struck, and Rosemary Conley from the Miss Pillion Art League.